This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The 12th BRICS Environment Ministers meeting concluded successfully today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi under India's BRICS chairship in 2026. The two-day meeting aimed to foster consensus and strengthen environmental cooperation among the BRICS nations. India is chairing BRICS this year with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupender Yadav presided over the meeting. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Yadav said that as chair, India remains committed to fostering open, constructive and consensus-based dialogue and greatly values the perspectives and contributions of all member countries.
As nations pursue their development aspirations, they are navigating an increasingly complex environmental reality. The impact of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution, the triple planetary crisis together with growing disaster risk, are affecting communities and ecosystems worldwide. These challenges are particularly significant for developing countries, where environmental vulnerability is often closely intertwined with broader development priorities, including poverty eradication, food security, and inclusive growth.
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has achieved a major milestone in its nationwide mission mode drive for mandatory biometric updates, completing more than 2 crore biometric updates for school children across the country. The special drive initiated in September last year has now covered over 1,56,000 schools, enabling school children to complete the Aadhaar biometric. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused opposition parties of spreading misinformation on the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill for vote bank politics. In an interview to a private news agency, he said the bill will bring transparency to foreign funding flows. He said sending the bill to a joint parliamentary committee is an excellent decision. The BJP today hit out at the Congress Party for disrespecting the national song Vande Mataram during Independence Day celebrations at the All India Congress Committee headquarters in New Delhi. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Ravi Shankar Prasad said the Congress Party should stop claiming monopoly to the custodian of the freedom movement when they cannot respect the national song. BJP National President Nitin Naveen has appointed new state in charges for Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Gujarat. Vinod Tawde has been appointed as in charge of Uttar Pradesh and Jagdish Ishwar Bhai Patel as co-in charge. Dr. Satish Punia has been appointed as in charge of Punjab and Tarun Chugh as in charge of Gujarat. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, conducted searches at several locations in Karnataka linked to alleged Karnataka Public Service Commission, KPSC, paper leak scam. Former Chairman KPSC Siv Shankarappa S. Shahukar is accused of being involved in examination paper leaks, tampering with OMR sheets and demanding bribes ranging from 70 to 80 lakhs per candidate to recruit government veterinary officers. A deep depression over the Bay of Bengal has brought a major change in weather conditions across Jharkhand. Under its influence, very heavy rainfall has begun in the north-central and northwestern parts of the state. Continuous rainfall has led to waterlogging in low-lying areas affecting normal life. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted very heavy rainfall conditions over Jharkhand, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh today. The government has announced the National Sports Awards 2025. India's premier women's badminton doubles pair of Trisha Jolly and Pulela Gayatri Gopichand, along with 15 other sportspersons from various disciplines, will be presented the Arjuna Award for the outstanding performances in sports and games. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka were 18 for 2 in the second innings against India on the fourth day of the first test in Galle when reports last came in. Earlier, India were bowled out for 193 in the second innings, setting Sri Lanka a target of 372 runs. Rishabh Pant top scored with 66 runs off 69 deliveries. He also became the first Indian player and only the fourth in the world to hit 100 sixes in test cricket. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in the negative territory today. The Sensex declined 493 points to close at 77,235. And that is the end of this news bulletin.